What's up, everyone? This is Ryan. You're listening to the Life of Ryan podcast. It's going to be a quick rant today. A little late today on putting up my usual 2 cents. Really been just thinking about a particular subject, and that is addiction. Addiction's not as straightforward as we all think. Addiction comes in many shapes and sizes. It creeps in there. Me in particular, I notice, even myself, that at one point or another, severely addicted to distractions. Always gotta have them. Always. Almost as if I needed them. I was also super addicted to being late. Always gotta be late to a function. Always gotta be late to waking up, sleeping in till 11, 12 o'clock in the afternoon. You know, showing up 5-10 minutes late to work, to school, to class. I mean, you name it. It was a serious addiction. Now, guys, this is a real thing. And I urge and encourage you to identify your addiction. Be quick to identify that shit and root it out as fast as possible. Because being negative can be an addiction. You could be addicted to bullshit. Bullshitting all the time. You could be addicted to being busy. I'll tell you right now, being busy doesn't actually mean you're working. Being efficient with your time and actually accomplishing things, that's a better use of your time versus, oh, I just need to look busy. Need to be busy all the time so I feel like I'm doing something. Sometimes it's cool to just sit the fuck down and chill out. Plan out your day. Plan out what you're gonna do. That might not seem busy, but busy isn't always good. You might be addicted to busy. You might be addicted to bad relationships. You might be addicted to never have any money. Always going broke at the last minute. Always at paycheck to paycheck. Always struggling. Could be addicted to that. So I encourage you, this is like a very tough topic. I actually know individuals, people who are related to me, with severe addictions. Addictions that have to be called out by a doctor. Like those kinds of addictions. Now, those are real things. Hey, you're addicted to this drug. You're addicted to alcohol. You can be addicted to things that are not drugs or alcohol. Per se, could be addicted to, you know, disrespecting women. Could be addicted to your fucking phone, right? It's very, very important to point some of those things out as fast as possible so you can work on those ASAP. You know, this is just the food for thought. You know, what are you addicted to? You addicted to struggling? Why the fuck are you always struggling, dude? Why is your entire life a struggle? Maybe you're addicted to that. Maybe there's something about that that you come to expect and come to, you know, you actually start liking it in some weird way. You know, I remember back in my single days, I would sit across from a single girl and like, hey, why are you always fucking complaining about all your past relationships that all the guys treated you horribly? Maybe you like assholes. And it's not that you can't find the right guy. Maybe it's just you don't like the good ones because you kind of like the bad ones. You kind of like the guys that don't call you back. You could be addicted to that negative environment. So the quicker that we can point those things out, it might ache a little bit. But like I always say to my friends, family, people I love, hey, I'd rather bruise you with the truth than break you with a lie. Find your addiction and get rid of that shit.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.